The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, that was a stinker last night. Hopefully, things will get better. Thank God it's Friday. Let's do this. It's the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the freaking master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday Friday. No nonsense. Let's have some fun today. Weekend's almost here. What's up, Hoffman?
Oh, it's always tough to get settled now that we have a lead-in show. It's tough to get in here. Like, you know, I like to, when we didn't have a lead-in show, I'd be set up in here sometimes an hour before the show. Just,
right.
You know, get all my stuff in order and all my stories up for the day. But now we have a lead-in show, and it's like they walk out, and there's a big hubbub, and you got to get past them and get in here and get set up, and it's a whole thing. I mean, listen, I'm glad we've got some more local programming. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah. Then you wind up sitting outside for an hour.
We need to have them in like a separate studio that's not the same as ours. They should be in that closet down there,
or maybe just
till they earn their stripes.
Maybe just actually get out at 3:55, like they're
yeah. Or maybe
to.
God forbid we have like a full 5 minutes between when the shows start, because it's like as soon as they're out, the theme song's playing for us. So I
always feel like
how long is that break, Jung?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Can we get 5 minutes? Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, well, I think we get started a little later.
They started a little later?
No. I'm saying we get started a little later.
Can we just end them earlier?
I think the people would rather have us start on time. I'm just guessing.
No one's gonna cry if you shave 1 minute off that program. I'm just saying. Let's start doing that. I'll talk to Nick. We got to get things done around here. I mean, this is it's insane. I got to complain for a minute, Fred. I know people don't like it when I whine and complain, but I don't care. I don't care what they like.
No, it's your show. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Somebody's about to get a big shout out here.
Okay.
Let's do this right away. Well, first, let me look at this thing. All right. See what's going on here. All right. This is going to work.
Okay.
Blake's Barbecue and Burgers. You've been there before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not too far from where I used to live. That was
never been there in my whole life.
That was a go-to place for
me. But I'm about to try them out.
You should. They're
very
good.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a review.
Yeah?
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm about to eat one of their burgers. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because that's what's here for me. Now, there are many other things that could have been here and we could have been talking about. I got to work today, and everyone in this office is walking around looking pudgy and chunky because they've been eating pizza. They've been eating, like, cinnamon sticks. They've been eating barbecue. And they've been eating egg rolls.
From China Garden.
Yeah.
And I know they brought plenty because I talked to Carol about it Friday, so there was going to be enough for us. I got here at 2:30.
Now, let's just talk
about... You know
how
many egg rolls were left at
2:30? You got no egg rolls, did you?
Zero. They were gone. They were gone long before then.
Now, who has been on the air since those egg rolls got here?
Well, they brought them when John and Raheel. Yeah, and so John and Sean.
Raheel, Sean, and now I'll tell you, Joel and Travis just told me they didn't get any egg rolls.
No, they were gone before I got here.
Jong didn't get any egg rolls. So you're telling me that Raheel, Sean, and Granado ate 50 egg rolls.
No.
Because
John had one.
So Sean and Raheel ate 49 egg rolls?
No.
Well, what could have happened, John?
They got spread out through the office.
See, that's what's funny, because I wonder when these restaurants decide to bring food in, if they're doing it because they want the radio talent to taste it and chat about it on the air, or do they just want to feed a bunch of salespeople who decide it's free lunch day? Or, you know, someone who's over there doing social media all day is going to eat 8 egg rolls. Which do you think they do it for, Fred? I'm confused. I've never owned a restaurant. I'm not a businessman. So maybe I'm confused on, but I feel like if I owned a restaurant and I were to send food out to a radio station, it would be so the on-air guys would eat the food and talk about it. So that way it would get past the water cooler. Like, because the people eating it over there, they could say, man, these are some damn tasty egg rolls. And you know who hears it? Nobody but the gosh darn Xerox machine. That's it. It's going to nobody. Now, we come over here and say it. There's a good audience of people who hear us talking about China Garden and their egg rolls. But correct me. Am I wrong, Fred? Am I being misled on what solid business is for a restaurant?
No. And by the way, if you've never had their egg rolls, they're not small.
These are big ass egg rolls.
You can make a meal out of
that. It's damn near like a Subway sandwich, these egg rolls.
I have actually had a meal of two of those. And just that's my full meal.
Yeah.
That's how good they are.
And the sauce over there, that's so good to dip those egg rolls in.
Oh, man.
And there's still some sauce left.
Yeah. So
the salespeople were kind enough not to eat all the sauce, but they did eat every damn egg roll and all the barbecue. I mean, what is happening here? Why am I the only one who understands that when these restaurants bring food, it's so we will eat it? And if, John, what do I always say? When there's food brought for us, once we've got some, don't I always send someone over, an intern or someone over to the other side and say, tell them to come get some food? Or if that, I send food home with interns. Tell the interns, hey, take a bunch of this food home.
Once we're done with it, I always go tell them, hey, you guys grab some of this.
Always.
Every time. Because I think that's
considerate. But they don't have the same courtesy. The reality is, I don't know if there's 50 people in this office. In fact, I'm almost certain there aren't 50 people in this office today. And I damn sure know there weren't 50 people in this office at 2 o'clock. So that means everybody basically got more than one egg roll, ate it up, and left none for us.
Kind of sucks, huh?
Kind of? And you know what? God bless Travis and Blake's Barbecue. I think Blake's Barbecue may not even want me eating their burger. I don't know. They may say, you know what? I really hate that AJ Hoffman guy. I would never send a burger to him. That's a good possibility. But they did send one to Travis. And Travis has already had, there's so much food around this place. Travis was loaded down. Travis is leaving pizza out there for the interns.
Yeah.
There's still pizza flying around now. I guess that was all in here. Apparently he lost a bet of some kind. So there was pizza in here, which, I mean, listen, if you're betting on Florida State all year, you've probably lost a lot of bets.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to be honest there. Yeah. But he was so full of pizza, he was like, hey, Blake's brought these burgers. You want a burger? And I don't even know if I wanted a burger, but I was so hyped up over missing out on barbecue and egg rolls that I said, yeah, I want that burger. That'd be awesome. Thank you. So now I have this burger.
Now, Blake's a solid man. I'm telling you, you'll like it.
Well, I'm stoked about it.
So, I'm probably one of the only Asians. Now I think about it, I am the only Asian.
That
works here, if you don't count Raheel.
He's different, but yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one not to ever have China Garden.
Okay. No, Mike Liebeschock said he's never had China Garden either.
We're going to fix that.
But isn't that weird? The Asian person at the station never has had China Garden?
You know what? I'm going to invite you right now that I want to take you and Teresa to dinner at China Garden one night. Both of you.
That's romantic.
Well, the wife's going to go too. Like the four of us will go and I'll buy you dinner.
They call that swinging where I come from.
No, we're not doing that stuff.
There's no swapperoo at the end of the night?
There's no swapperoo. I just want to. I want him to go and enjoy the meal there and also realize what he's missing out on. And I
it
want
is
an Asian
place.
I want an Asian perspective on it too.
It is a good place. I like and real Asian people laugh at me, and that's okay. But I like the General Tso's chicken. That's my go to. I like the sweet with the spicy.
Yeah,
that's what I like. I like those.
That too.
I like those red chilies. Even though those red chilies, every time I eat them, I always regret it.
Oh, God, those things are so hot.
I always get the blasts afterward. Yeah. Like, I know I'm going to punish my toilet, and I'm just punishing my body every time I eat those. But they're so good, those red chilies.
Yeah.
So sometimes, sometimes I'll get two red chilies in my General Tso's, and I'll only eat one. Because otherwise, if I eat two, it's going to be, like, I might not make it out of the restaurant.
Right.
But I always like to eat one.
See, I've never had the General Tso's there because, to me, that's one
you
of those
like
things.
You like the lemon chicken.
I love the lemon chicken. And I'm kind of weird when it comes to Chinese restaurants. If I like one dish there, I'll go to five different ones for five different dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But theirs, to me, that the lemon chicken's perfect, so that's what I get. But General Tso's, to me, is hard to screw up. So if I go to a lesser restaurant, I can get General Tso's and still get a pretty good meal generally. That's why I haven't tried it there.
That's probably true. I like orange chicken also. I like beef and broccoli. And I like pork lo mein a lot. A lot of people don't like lo mein for some reason.
Like
are you a lo mein or a fried rice
no,
guy?
No, I like lo mein.
Jong, lo mein or fried rice?
Depends on the mood, but I like lo mein.
Okay. You like pork lo mein?
Yeah, pork, chicken, beef.
I think
anything.
Pork is the best lo mein.
Depends on the restaurant for me.
I like when the pork is kind of red. I don't know what they do to make it that red color. It's probably some horrible chemical, whoever's making it.
Yeah, and you're probably going to die from it.
Right, but I always like that red
tastes
pork.
Tastes good, so who cares?
Very flavorful.
Yeah, there's a little place that I take my kids to by where they live, and I always get the chicken lo mein, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So Texter says, Sean said he was going to eat two and take two home. Well, that's okay. He's Sean. He's okay. He can do that.
No. Yeah,
that's not
who they brought it to.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfectly fine.
And Sean, you hear what you just said? Sean said on the radio, ask me what Brandon, the sales guy, said about the China Garden. Ask me what Charlotte, the traffic lady, said about China Garden. You don't know. No one will ever know because they're not on the radio, right? I'm throwing that out there. But shout out to Blake's Barbecue and Burgers. And listen to this. They are rated the top burgers in Houston by the Houston Chronicle. They're featured in Hamburger America and on the Travel Channel. All the quality meals are prepared to order. To order, call 713-266-6860. How about that?
That's perfect.
They've got homemade ice cream.
Ice cream is terrific.
They've got cakes.
Yeah. Hey, that I highly recommend if you go... save some room for dessert and get some of that homemade ice cream, man.
They've got banana pudding. Do you like banana pudding?
I'm not a real big banana pudding guy.
Oh, I love it. My wife doesn't like banana pudding.
Their shakes are really good. That's just a good place, and it's off of Westheimer. It's not too far from Nick's place. It's over in that area where I used to live, and go check them out, man.
John, you like banana pudding?
I love banana pudding.
Now, when you get your banana pudding, do you like banana-flavored pudding, or do you like vanilla pudding with bananas and wafers in it?
The vanilla with the
wafers.
That's
what I like, too. Banana-flavored pudding, not so great. And that's what you get, like, if you're in the hospital or if you go to, like, Luby's or something like that, you're going to get that banana-flavored. The key is getting vanilla pudding and using fresh bananas and Nilla wafers. Not knockoff Nilla wafers. You have to have the truth Nilla wafers. They're the only ones that will stay crispy. John, what do I have here in my computer career?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's what I thought. Listen. If you want a great job with great income potential and job security where they probably don't bring you food because you're not going to be able to talk about it on the radio, but IT might be right for you. It's a constant high growth sector. If you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be right. And for career changers, there's only one place to check out. It's mycomputercareer.edu. There's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT's consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country, in Houston in particular. It's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There are companies hiring IT guys all over the city, but to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification, and the place to go is mycomputercareer.edu. It's more than just a school. These guys partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students to help you get into the industry faster. Most students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class twice a week on campus or live online, so your learning fits your life, and you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today and find out if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. There's something in your way, and now someone is going to pay.
And if you can't get what you want. ESPN 97.5. Texas A&M New Mexico State College Football, 6:30 Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz. Alex said, I've never heard someone complain so much about free food. We didn't get free food. Yeah, that was the complaint.
Listen, Alex, I'm not complaining about the food. If anything, I'm not even really complaining that much for me. Because we get free food here all the time. And it's great. I'm complaining for the advertisers who are bringing this food for a specific purpose, and no one seems to understand that. That's who I'm complaining for.
Yeah, you're trying to think of others.
Yeah. Like the people that pay our bills around here.
Yeah, and then you've got the requisite texters, talk about sports. Well, you really want us to break down that crap game last night? You really want us to do that?
What do you want to do? I mean,
do we really want to do that?
The Jaguars are horrendous.
Yeah, and Blake Bortles is a stat patter. That's basically it.
Can we also, when did college football get so dumb? I understand, I don't like it, but I understand occasionally putting a game up on like a Tuesday night or a Friday night.
Yeah.
I think there's been a couple games on Wednesday nights, which I think is weird.
Yeah, but it's usually teams that you would never pay any attention to, so it's cool. Right. It gives them a little, you know, it gives them a little run. And
why would you put a game on directly head to head against an NFL game? Who's going to watch?
They've been
it?
Doing that forever.
But why?
Frankly, some of the college games are better than these crap NFL Thursday games.
But what do you think the ratings pan out?
Well, I haven't looked to see what that last night's college game wasn't that great. But if you put, you know, a good SEC school up against
them. They're
never
doing that, though. Okay. SEC schools, they all play on Saturday because it's big boy football. You're seeing Virginia Tech versus Pittsburgh.
I guess ACC does a lot of it.
They do it because they're a junk conference.
Well, who isn't a junk conference except for the SEC and the Big Ten and maybe the Pac-12? I'm not even sure
That's
about
it.
That.
You just listed all of them.
Well, all right, I have some Blake Bortles numbers for you because as a fantasy quarterback, love him. Because last night, 337 yards, 3 touchdowns. You're like, wow, this guy can play. We talk about empty stats all the time. Would you like to know what his numbers were when the game was still on the line very briefly?
Sure.
In the first half, 8 of 16 for 64 yards. You know what the score was? 27-0 Tennessee. Game over at that point. In the second half, Tennessee's just milking a lead, 25 of 38 for 273 yards. Now, if you look at his whole career, I'm going to give you some numbers. I always say I want a guy who's good in the fourth quarter, but under certain circumstances, right? How about this? First quarter of his career, this is over 16 games now, or 36 games, excuse me, 1,598 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Okay.
Second quarter, 2,356 yards, 15 touchdowns. It's a little better. Third quarter, 1,912 yards, 13 touchdowns. Fourth quarter, 3,364 yards, 26 touchdowns.
Dude, that means he's clutch, right? That fourth quarter is when it matters. That's what we always say.
You would think that. However, in his 36 career starts, care to guess the Jaguars' record?
Oh.
10-26.
Well, that's not his fault. He's throwing for all those yards. The rest of the guys need to step their game up.
He's engineered 5 game-winning drives in his 3 NFL seasons, so there's that.
Well.
But the rest of it, it's basically what we talked about Brian Hoyer last year. Guy put up a bunch of numbers in the fourth quarter of games where they were blown out.
Well, Bortles, he was not engineering a comeback last night.
Oh, no. That was just pathetic.
I made some money on that game last night, and you weren't excited about it.
No,
because you said, you know, Gus Bradley, he's on the hot seat.
I thought
the reality is he just sucks that bad, and the team sucks that bad that, like, you know, if there was a let's just put it into a different setting here. Let's say there's a really crappy radio show that gets a 0.0 rating every month. Let's say the program director goes up to that talent and says, listen, dude, you've had a 0.0 for the last 9 months. You're giving us absolutely nothing. If you don't show something this month, we're going to have to let you go. What do you think's really going to change? Because, the guy might try a little harder, but hell, if you've got a job, you should be especially a job that's paying you millions, you should be trying really hard every day. So the reality is there's not some magic potion that's going to suddenly get that guy a six share. He's a 0.0. So just because the boss talked to him about it doesn't mean that.
You talking about anybody in particular?
No, okay. No, I would never.
Okay, just curious.
I don't do that. I don't listen. What are you crazy? I'm a professional.
I'm just asking.
All I'm saying is a 0.0 guy is a 0.0 guy, and no amount of talking to from the program director is likely to change that in a short time because that's what he's always been, as a 0.0 guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just the last time the owner did that, they actually won a game, but the truth is they're crap.
They're really bad.
And the Titans, it's real tempting to say, maybe the Titans are better. Well, they're better than they were last year, which isn't saying much.
That's for sure, though. They are better than.
But the reality is their wins have come against the Jaguars, the Dolphins, the Browns, and the Lions is probably their best win. And
they played the Texans really close.
They're a lesser Texans is what they are.
That's what I think.
They're going to beat up on these crap teams, but the next three games – They're playing real teams, so that 4-4 is probably going to turn into 4-7 real fast.
Yeah, but you might that's be, all right. They'll probably cover the spread a few times.
Yeah, and I think they'll win 6 or 7 games this year, and that's a good step forward.
Yeah,
and
I think they've got the right quarterback, which I don't think you can say for Jacksonville now.
I do think Marcus Mariota is going to be very good, and I said it before the draft, and I'll keep saying it. I think he'll be a better long-term pro than Jameis Winston.
And I think that everyone thought they were foolish for paying a running back big money in DeMarco Murray, and then drafting Derrick Henry in the first round. Right now, it looks pretty smart.
No, you need as many of those guys as you can get. Just go ask the Lions.
Yeah, or ask Minnesota. Yeah. You know, if no one's putting all their eggs into one running back basket anymore. That's like 1995 football. Nobody's doing that these days. Well, there's a couple teams, I guess. The Rams are doing it, but, you've got to have, like, a special talent to even consider doing that. Even the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott, they still have a pretty high-profile backup running back just in case because they get hurt. That's what happens.
And then, you know what? Their leading rusher hasn't touched the ball yet this year, so they're going to have they're going to have a third guy who can play here pretty soon. Frobius wants to say, what are the odds AJ's description of Gus Bradley applies the same to O'Brien? The big difference is, Frobius, look at their records.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Gus Bradley's not winning, and Bill O'Brien is finding ways to win these games.
And their records aren't close. Gus Bradley, and we've been over this before, has the worst record in the history of the NFL of any coach who didn't own the franchise and was coaching it himself.
That's unbelievable.
And he may be worse than that guy now. I've got to go back and do the research. And that was going into this year.
There was so much hype around that team, which, by the way, if you're one of these people who thought Jacksonville was a playoff team,
Shane Bell.
Slap yourself.
Shane Bell for them, please.
And stop pretending like you know about football.
Shame.
I mean, they're awful. They're awful.
And, you know, there's talent there. But I mean, nobody knows what they're doing on defense. I mean, the defense is a joke. They've got some good
receivers.
Which
that's what Gus Bradley's supposed to be there for.
Well, I think he failed at that. But, that was total crap.
And I guess it's easy to say, like, well, maybe Gus Bradley was just a figment of what Pete Carroll made him.
And that may be true.
And Pete Carroll's one of the best defensive coaches there is, in my opinion. But Dan Quinn's doing pretty good.
Well, he's really good for the first 7 games of a year. Let's see how he plays out the rest of the season. But, because it's hard to judge him because they look like such world beaters early last year. And then
doing that.
Yeah.
Well, Jacksonville's not even giving you, like, false hope.
Well, they won in England.
Wouldn't you take some false hope if you're a Jacksonville fan?
I think your false hope is that they move to England.
Yeah, that might be what you need.
Pretty much. Mrs. Jacksonville does have good young talent, mainly on D, just a dumb coach. I I think they have talent, but I don't see any of those guys getting better. And maybe that's coaching, and maybe that's evaluation. But and they've had some bad luck too. Now they've had some first round picks that got hurt right off the bat and didn't play, and then yeah. But they, I look at that team and I think they should not be closer to the Browns than they are the Texans, but they are.
Yeah, the one and only says. By the way, his name's at Trump Aggie. Oh Lord. Bortles sat on my bench due to AJ's fantasy rankings. Thanks for nothing. Yeah,
I mean, he says he's kidding though.
I did miss on that one. I'll admit that's a that was an oversight.
Well, I
thought he was going to continue to be first three quarters Blake Bortles throughout the whole game.
Well, I bet at halftime he was feeling pretty good about it. When the game was actually decided, you're like, you know what? Probably a good idea to sit this guy down.
Yeah, you're right. That is my bad.
Quick break. Hey, if you guys want to get in. The next two segments of your time, 5 o'clock hour is always full because we go through the NFL lines and we have RJ Bell and we have Jim of the Day. So no calls in the 5 o'clock, but we can take calls here in the 4 o'clock. So if you want to get on, now is your time, 713-780-3776. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I'm rolling hard now under control, then wrap my 6-4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh, brother.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Eagles Sunday Night Football, 7 p.m. on ESPN 97.5. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
And we are back on The Blitz.
That's a mighty tasty burger.
Yeah?
Yep.
Thumbs up?
Thumbs up for Blake's Burgers.
Cool. Glad they came through.
I would have given thumbs up to a lot of other places, but I'll never know about them.
Now they're very solid. Go check them out if you get a chance. All right, let's. I do want to point out, we're talking about your fantasy rankings. They are available on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. You got AJ's rankings there. You got today's update, which is the best update we've ever done, and just put the gambling guide up a little while ago. So. And some plays I feel really good about this week, even though things have not been going well. And yeah, you know, and last night is just one of those things where I was right and lost both bets. Like I had over 5.5 in the hockey game. It's 3-2 going to the third. It's a lock, right? Absolute lock. Worst case scenario, I'm getting an empty netter.
Nothing?
Nothing. Mm. A whole period of nothing with a goalie who hadn't been able to stop anyone. So that one I don't feel like I was wrong on. I just feel like, okay, that's just bad luck. And the other one was the over in Toledo. They get the 2-point conversion to go over. Wait a minute, flag down, stepped out of bounds before he caught the ball. Not only did they not get to try the 2-point again, it's a loss of down. And the other team runs out the clock. Mm. So, yeah, it's another one. You just say, okay, those I don't mind. Those are games. It's the ones where you think Arkansas is going to cover and they're down 28-0 before you go take a leak. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Daniel said, wife asked me for fantasy advice yesterday. Told her to bench Bortles and start the Tennessee defense. Somehow the game went the way I expected, but the final stats have rated me today. Yeah, and there you go. It went exactly the way you thought, but from a numbers perspective, not so good.
Yeah, I dropped, in my money league, I dropped Bortles for Carson Palmer. Yeah. I was feeling pretty happy until fourth quarter.
Is he your starter?
Bortles was.
Really?
Well, I mean, he's been consistent.
In a league you've got money on?
Well, I mean, the first...
Hey, from a fantasy perspective, he's actually...
No, he's a roller coaster ride, well, though.
He is.
I mean, I have guys like... My first round pick was Charles... what was his name? David Johnson. Then I took Eddie Lacy. Then I took Mike Evans. And I have a good team around my quarterback.
Not great.
Well, and then I picked up Jay Ajayi.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a good... I'm first in my league in points scored. I'm third overall. But I thought Carson Palmer would help me get over the hump. But I'm guessing Blake Bortles will be doing this for the rest of the season. Because he has been getting games where he's been scoring 25, 30 points where the Jags are getting their butts kicked. But he's also given me games where he scored 11 points.
You can probably pick him up, though.
Maybe.
But that's what he's useful for is fantasy football. And then you get all these people who want to argue with you. Oh, this guy can play because he's good in fantasy. And it's like... Really? Have you ever watched a Jaguar game in your life? Yeah. Then you're probably one of those people who thought, oh, they might make the playoffs this year. Shame bells for all of you. All right, let's Let's try a couple phone calls. Zach, we'll start off with you. What's up, Zach?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Sorry about the egg rolls. Anyway, I'm a huge A&M fan. Not really invested in this weekend's game playing New Mexico State. But the four games I like, three are possible upset alerts. Well, see what y'all think. Obviously, the Wisconsin-Nebraska game is going to be huge. Then you got UT and Baylor, Utah-Washington, and Michigan-Michigan State. I see what y'all think on all four. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks. I think Michigan-Michigan State might not be as close as Aggie-New Mexico State, honestly.
Michigan State is
Michigan
off
State's
the map.
Terrible.
Yeah. That was a four-part question.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know if I can even
keep the Washington-Utah game, I think Washington wins, but that number got up to 10.5 this morning. I got to take Utah at 10.5, especially in Utah. I could see a scenario where Washington runs away and hides, but Utah's a pretty rugged team that's going to hang around, and this is one of the few tough games that Washington has left. So if it winds up being close, I could see them getting nervous and it getting tight. But I think Utah.
They've shown no signs of that, though.
But this is also – they also haven't had to go on the road against a tough opponent yet, and now this is what they're doing in a tough place to play. So, yeah, I think Washington wins, but I don't – I'll be surprised if they blow out Utah. Not entirely surprised because I could see it coming, but I could also see Utah scaring the living crap out of them.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not touching that game. I'd like if Washington was under 10 at 9.5, I'd like that.
Outside of 10, though, I like Utah.
Because, the last several weeks, 44-6 against Stanford, 70-21 against Oregon, 41-17 against Oregon State. They are housing teams.
Yeah, Oregon and Oregon State just aren't good. And Stanford was in Washington. And yeah. I just think this is a different test for them. And I think they'll pass it. Don't get me wrong. I like this team a lot. I had a number two in my poll that we didn't do this week. But I just don't think that they're going to put up a 45-7 on Utah.
No, that's fair.
I think you're looking at more of a 31-24 kind of game. And that's one of those places, man. Utah, it's one of the fun things when I do those numbers. I've kind of got this scaled rate of what home fields are worth. Utah's is actually pretty high. And so is Washington. So you kind of subtract that from the computer number when they go on the road in a place like that. And Utah is actually worth, because that's the one difference, because like Sagarin does 2.49, I believe, for home field. Well, that's silly because
right.
Tulane's home field is not the same as Hawaii's, which is like the highest one because of the travel. But Utah's comes out at like 5.9, I think, based over the last 3 years. So,
well, what concerns me for Utah is they just gave up 45 points to UCLA.
They did.
With a backup quarterback.
He's a pretty good backup quarterback, though.
He's still a backup quarterback. Now they're going to face the guy who's statistically one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the country this year. It could get very ugly.
I just don't think it's going to. I Washington has not been tested yet. And
I don't disagree with that.
And you look at
and probably the best team they've probably played. Stanford is as down as they've been in a while, it seems. So it's hard to, if they get into a knockdown, drag out game, what happens? I don't know. It's tough to stay. But I like that team. I like that coach. I feel like they've got something going there.
The other thing I like about Utah is most of their games have been close.
So I like Utah too.
They've been in tight battles pretty much the whole way. I like Washington. I'm not ready to anoint them Alabama yet, and
I'm not either. But
going into that environment, I will be surprised if they blow them out. I won't be shocked, but I will be surprised.
What are the other ones you was asking about? Nebraska, Wisconsin. I like Nebraska to actually keep that game close. I think they've got more to play for. Wisconsin probably wins, but I think Nebraska is going to keep it pretty close.
I'm not so sure, man.
You talk about teams that haven't been tested. Nebraska has not.
No, they haven't, and Wisconsin has, but Wisconsin's also failed a couple tests lately. I think Nebraska's better than – I think they're actually pretty damn good. I don't know that they'll win that game. I'm not going to be shocked if they do. What was the other one?
Baylor, Texas, which the you want a number to stay away from. When I saw that number come out, Baylor -3 at Texas –
it's a trap.
Oh, the first thing I thought was, wow, that's a gift. But then, no, I'm staying away from that.
Over.
Baylor's
play the over.
Play the over. Yeah. Baylor's one of the teams that I think could be in trouble this week. Who else? I don't think Oklahoma State's going to give West Virginia much.
Yeah, what's funny is I went through and I looked at those games real closely, and every single line is exactly what the computer spit out it should be. So I don't
Baylor, Texas,
even Baylor, Texas, yes.
Oof.
Which ought to tell you something. So because I did, I saw that line and I thought, you got to be kidding me. But it's like within a 3/4 of a point. It's like 3.75 or something.
Yeah.
So. All right, we'll grab some more phone calls next segment, and then we'll start diving into NFL and lots more stuff. So don't go anywhere.
Nebraska's best win to date is probably Oregon at home.
Yeah, and we've seen what's happened to Oregon. So
they just have not really faced much of a challenge.
So. No, and
this is a tough road game. Their toughest road game so far.
Tough place to play.
Has been Northwestern.
Yeah, this is a tough place to play. And
it's at night. I mean, there's a lot going against them.
Here's the thing. I'm starting to think they're good, which means they're going to get their ass kicked.
Here's the other thing. Not only is it, you know, their first tough road game, it's also right before they play Ohio State, which is probably the game that they had circled on their schedule all season long.
Yeah.
So when you're going into that game in a week, it's hard to get as up, I would think. But you got at this point, Nebraska has to win them all, and starts with Wisconsin, I guess.
Yeah, and that would get them a nice boost. But if they do that, then that'll make that game next week very interesting.
All right, I don't think that'll be interesting at all. I think Ohio State's going to stomp their heads in.
Yeah, I thought Ohio State was going to stomp Penn State's heads in too.
Well, but this will be at Ohio State at night.
Well, if you're good enough to go in and beat Wisconsin, I think you're good enough to go in and give Ohio State a game.
Maybe so. All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors, get out there in this good weather. Allied Outdoor Solutions has you covered. You might be looking at an ugly old pool deck or an ugly patio, grayed out. Well, you don't have to look at that anymore. It's probably keeping you away from there. They can help you out with carved stone, which is an overlay. It gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to just tear everything up and start over, put down real stone. It's trowel and hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you if you're not interested in carved stone either. They've got outdoor water features, fire features, custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, you name it, they can do it. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for way less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Go by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. I was just reading on this latest Hillary thing, other than it was just Anthony Weiner.
I'm pretty sure that whole reopening the investigation thing is a hoax.
Yeah,
I haven't Snopes'd it myself yet,
yeah.
But I would bet that's the case. That's just people trying to cause panic, which is what always happens.
We know what she is.
Yeah,
this isn't going to change my opinion. We know what they both are.
Yeah,
they are who we thought they were. Let's zip through some phone calls real quick. How about let's start with Don? What's going on, Don?
Hey guys, sports.
AJ
the other day, and I don't want to dig up the past, but Tuesday that the Quentin Demp show, that was some really good back and forth between you and him. And after listening to him talk and his take on the game, it made me feel a little better about my team, the way they played in the first half, because he kept emphasizing, well, you know, we were only down 9-14. They were driving there in the third quarter, Miller drops the ball, you know, then the whole thrown fumble and the wheels fall off. But is there any – was am I wrong to feel a little optimistic about that first half? Thanks,
guys. I mean, you didn't score a touchdown in the first half. That's and in general, the offense didn't really move the ball. It was Lamar Miller was the offense. And not only that, in the first half, arguably your best lineman at this point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I still like Duane Brown better than Derek Newton, but Duane Brown's not what he once was. But Derek Newton going out for the season, that's nothing to be optimistic about. I don't know. I mean, if you want to be optimistic,
but that's that.
Yeah, optimistic. I mean, that's fine. It's just, I don't see it. I've seen this team now. I've seen them play seven games, and I've walked away from the television exactly one time impressed, and that was the very first game of the season.
I feel like if you want to take positives, there's positives. Lamar Miller's been a very good addition. You're 4-3. That's what I would look at. But when you get into the, well, we were this close until this happened and then the wheels fell off thing, that's what losers do. That's what losing teams do, is they go through and say, oh, but look how close we were. I guarantee you, you'll go find something from the Jaguars last night. Hey, look how we played in the second half. If we could have just gotten off to a better start, we might have been competitive. No, not so much. You got your butt whipped. There's no positive to that. But, that's one of those things that, and I know players and coaches go to it all the time because they have to, but, well, yeah, we're only down 12-10 in that third quarter, and, yeah, they got the three interceptions, and we got beat 45-10, but we were right there. And, well, those plays happened, and the other team made them, and you didn't, and that's why the game got out of hand. Let's try Tristan. What's up, Tristan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports to you.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I just wanted to go ahead and talk a little bit about the Houston Texans and how the Houston fans are so quick to pull the ejector seat cord on our quarterback, and how that affects the mindset of a professional athlete for the whole city that he's playing for to just turn on him like that.
Well, I mean, how does it affect the fan base when your GM and your head coach sell you that this is the guy, and he, over the course of half of a season, has done absolutely zero to show that he is? I mean, I'm not worried about the psyche of Brock Osweiler. I really don't care about it.
If he is
that mentally weak that fans booing him when he plays like crap is going to break him, do you really want him around anyway? Is he really that guy?
Yeah, you better want him around because he's yours for 2 years at least. You're kind of stuck with him.
I'll tell you another the name of a quarterback who got booed early. And had he curled up in the fetal position and asked for a safe space, Brett Favre probably never would have amounted to much. But Brett Favre ended up having a pretty good career. And hell, there were people booing him late in his career in some games. But at the end of the day, it takes a certain level of mental toughness to be a top-caliber athlete. And if Brock Osweiler is worried about what the fans think of him, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's not his job to worry. You know whose job it is to worry about what the fans think of him? Bob McNair's. That's his job.
And frankly, if fans want to boo him, if fans want to turn on him, as you put it, they're within their rights. You're as a fan, you're within your rights. I have no problem with that. And for the same reason that I had no problem with people leaving that Colts game early.
No.
If they had just looked at seven quarters of absolutely horrible football, the four in Minnesota and the first three against the Colts, I don't blame them. It's their ticket. It's their voice. They can do whatever the hell they want.
There has been much more reason to boo than to cheer. And by all means, I believe this. Fans, if you're the type of fans who cheer at everything, good or bad, I know that some people think that makes them real fans. That's not a real fan to me, because you're accepting mediocrity. And in the case of this, you're accepting well below mediocrity. You're accepting garbage. So if you go out and you boo the product on the field, if the product you see on Sunday is anything resembling what you saw on Monday night in Denver, you absolutely should boo if you're still in your seat. And if you leave your seat and get out of there, I wouldn't blame you. The reality, if you play that poorly, you'll probably see less traffic after the fourth quarter than you will if you leave in the third.
And I think 713 says it very well. Shouldn't Brock be more worried about his play? Yeah, because if he plays well, then he doesn't have to worry about that stuff, theoretically. Robert, let's get him on. What's up, Robert?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Question today, I don't know if you guys have an opinion or not, but I'd like to hear it. The Navy game, I think they can cover that. I'll hang up and listen to what you guys got to say.
You think it's a what?
He says he thinks they can cover that. I am not touching that game because that line is about where it should be. If you could get Navy outside of 7, I would like it. But inside of 7, I'm kind of on the other side. So when I'm like that, it's no reason to play it. So passing. South Florida's good.
Yeah.
But so's Navy. It's just not for me. We'll squeeze one more real quick. Hoosha? Get Hoosha on? What's
up? Hey, guys. Sports and stuff. Quick question. My beloved Kentucky Wildcats are traveling down to Missouri. Nobody has less faith in the Big Blue Nation to get things done, but I think at the beginning of the week, Missouri was +3. Now, two of their star players, I think, are injured, and I think the bets, they're now +5, 5.5 or +6. I don't know, but I think those Vegas betting people might need to check their privileges because the way things are trending, I feel pretty good about Kentucky maybe pulling this upset. I just want to get your thoughts.
Well, Missouri's -6, not +6. I think you were trying to say Kentucky was +6. I don't mind that. Missouri is they're not the same team, and I think Kentucky's finally starting to get it a little bit. So, yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind your Wildcats at all there. And Missouri has been just dreadful the last 3 weeks and lost to Middle Tennessee, which Middle Tennessee is not garbage. I think Kentucky's better than Middle Tennessee. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't mind that. That's not for me, but if you feel like betting your team, there you go.
Go for it. I wouldn't fault you for it.
No. And that number's gone up a little bit too, so you might hang on and see if it gets even higher. I don't know why it would, but I think it started at 5, and now last I saw it was 6. So, all right, guys, got to tell you, you want to be clean-shaven? You want to look good? Well, in my case, just clean-shaven. Go to Harry's. The razors there are terrific, and I'm telling you, man, I have been I've been using these now for a few weeks, and I used them last year, and they've upgraded them. I love the ones I had before, but these are even better. And you want to talk about quality? You want to talk about convenience because they just send them right there to your door and they made them better and kept the prices exactly the same. These five-blade razors are awesome, man. And they get to those hard-to-reach places. And they've got the softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, and they're still just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay if you go out and try to buy them somewhere.
Yeah, and for someone like me who I have to have separate razors to shave my head with and my face, razors get expensive, and it's really nice to have Harry's. Because it just makes everything a lot more affordable. It makes it a lot easier on the pocketbook at the end of the day. These guys are so confident in the quality of their blades. They're going to send you their popular free trial set, which will get you a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. You get that free trial set when you subscribe. All you're paying, $3 in shipping. $3. And if you like it and you want to stay subscribed, you'll never pay shipping again with Harry's. Plus, a special offer just for you guys. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout. You'll get a post-shave balm for free with your order. There's no reason not to try these guys out. Harrys.com, HARRYS.com, Harry's Razors.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.